I've been working on extending my time frame a little bit, and more than a little bit, actually. I mean, I spent 10 years pretty much day trading and doing some swing trading. And a couple times I would have longer term 6 month or 3 month outlooks on some stuff, but most of my expertise has been in shorter term trading. But I really enjoy spotting new trends and watching things develop, which I'm often pretty good at, but I am trained to get out and manage my risk, and because that's kind of the behavioral conditioning that I have, because that's what I spend most of my time doing. And that's, it's interesting, because when you spend most of your time doing something, that becomes what your day is. Sounds obvious, but when you think about it, you don't really know where you could grow or stretch yourself if you would just break through those barriers. So I'm trying to do that right now. I really want the next phase of my journey here to be able to look at stuff that lasts 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years out, big shifts. I'm looking at a lot of that stuff right now and trying to spend more time during the day researching and less time trading. And I can go back to trading at any time more if I feel like there's opportunity or I want to, but it's kind of a shift that I'm choosing to make. But it's definitely about more than just trading. It's about personal growth, and all these emotions come up when you're doing that, because you're questioning yourself as if, why should I stop doing what I'm effective at, what I'm trained at, and try to move to something else? If it's not broken, don't fix it. All that stuff comes up. And I'm sitting down during the day trying to research more, and I'm beating myself up internally for not watching the market, trying to make money right now in front of me. Instead, I'm researching for something I hope will work later, and there's really no guarantee that it will work. And that's really hard. And that's been something that I'm struggling with right now. But I feel like if I don't do that and don't push forward, I'm just, you know, I'm about to turn 37 years old here in a week, and I'm stuck doing the same thing forever. And it's an amazing thing, because I've wanted to do it my whole life, but it's still, I think, human nature, and especially my nature, is to learn and grow and continually go to the next level and the next level, and see what your potential is and try to reach that. And if you're not growing, you're dying, is how I look at it. So I'm trying to observe these emotions and kind of go through them. But one strategy a good friend had is, this is similar to my trading journal idea, so it clicks with me, is you just get out that piece of paper in the morning and you need to train your brain. It's not something you have to keep a journal. It could be a piece of paper you throw away. But the technique is basically to write down, when you think of that negative thought or that limiting thought or that fear-based thought, just acknowledge it, write down the opposite thought, whatever it is, and then put it on the paper, look at it, and throw it away when you're done. You train your brain every day to reframe things the positive direction. It's not going to stop the emotions from coming up. It's not going to change things. But what it does do is it teaches you to look at things from a different perspective, because there's always a different way to look at it. And then when you start looking at it differently, you start feeling better, and then your results get better because you're able to get into a more creative spot.